How about, did you have a separate place you kept the cows? Or did they all...
Well, most of the cattle back then were kept in the barn in general. They had stalls in there. They keep the horses in some of the stalls and the cattle in some of the stalls, mm-hmm. caves. And...
What was the procedure you followed when you milked a cow?
Well, I guess the starting of it would be the one that done the milking, which, of course, in our case was my mother. She would get a bucket of some kind of feed, maybe corn. Sometime they would hunt out the smaller or maybe softer ears and refer to it as nubbins. Or it might be bran or chop, as we'd refer to it then. And, of course, in their milk bucket. And, of course, in approaching the cow to milk, you had to be very careful from which angle you approached. I never did learn to milk, so I never did know much about that. But if you got on the wrong side, you were likely to get kicked or get the milk bucket kicked out of your hand. Because, I don't know, I don't remember which side of the cow it was on, but whichever one it was, you better continue on that side and not change.
The where you kept your pigs and your hogs?
Well, we just refer to it as the pig pen, or the hog pen.
A company that deals in delivering milk, butter to customers.
Well, that's a dairy. It says it had a dairy, or some farms had a dairy. They say it's a dairy farm.
Does the word dairy mean anything else to you?
Well, I have known of people that had buildings that was maybe dug out in a bank and walled up with rock or something like that, in which they stored their stuff in there to keep it from freezing, and it would be referred to as a dairy.
How about where the cows and the sheep graze, where they feed?
Well, that would generally be referred to, say, it was maybe in the meadow. The cows were in the meadow.
What, did you have to take a hole and go out in the field? You want to dig out the feed?
Have I? I say I have. That fell my lot. I was the youngest. I never had reached the age where they would let me plow or where I knew how to plow. So it fell my lot to get the hoe and to cut the weeds. And, of course, back at that time, we hilled up. We put a hill around corn. Of course, now they found out that's not necessary. But back then, they wanted a hill raked up around it.
Now, when you would chop out that strip of ground between the rows, what was that called?
The middle. They cut all the weeds out of the middle.
It's a hard job.
It's a hard job.
Would you make any distinction in the difference in sizes of different fields?
Well, we might say that a smaller field might refer to it as a lot. A larger field would say the field, and if it was a smaller piece, would say that it was just a lot, small lot.
Well, how about what would you usually grow in a large field?
Well, mostly grain like corn or wheat, or maybe some kind of hay that would grow in the larger field.
If you used to have a small crop, say something for the kitchen table, you might say, I'm going to put out a small.
Well, here we call it a garden, or a vegetable lot, or a vegetable garden. We don't refer to it just as the word garden.
What type of fence would you usually find around a farm?
Well, back during my day now, I'm talking back, the most common was the rock fence. And it had a twofold purpose. They probably needed something or a turnstock to keep them in or keep them out. And then, of course, the farmer needed somewhere to put the rock that he picked up off of his ground. So he would pile it up into a rock fence. And to say it answered a twofold purpose. He got rid of the rock on the ground and also made a fence to keep stock in or keep them out.